This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Jim Keane, the CEO of Molecular U, about how their AI-powered technology is enabling early detection of serious health diseases even before the symptoms appear. And Mr. Keane, thanks for joining us here today.
You bet, Michael. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today. So for starters, what particular problems does Molecular U solution solve? Let's start there.
Yeah, so let me start out with a big number. So in the coming year, 3% of our population is going to unexpectedly develop an illness, and it will cost us, because it's unpredictable, about 25% of our national health budget. And so the biggest problem healthcare has right now is you really cannot predict the future or even see what's going on at the molecular level of your body. And literally, when you come to the attention of the healthcare system, it's because you already have, say, a symptom that somebody can notice or something that a more primitive diagnostic picks up. But by then, in a lot of cases, that condition is kind of out of control, or it's going to cause you a lot more damage than it could have been had you caught it a couple years earlier.
Certainly some great points made early on and some great information to kick things off here today. Now, what inspired you to feel passionate about this cause? Get into that further.
Yeah, so I've been in healthcare and diagnostics since 1995. I was the founder of a company called Sapient, which really, when the first browser came out, I recognized that if you could paste that over a bunch of databases and whatnot, you wouldn't have to go to the doctor anymore to look for healthcare information. And that company became the consumer-facing business of WebMD, which is a pretty well-known site now. And I've been doing digital health startups that always have kind of a theme of how do we democratize access to better information, better healthcare resources for just the everyday person. And so what really got me going on this is one of my companies in 2010, we did direct-to-consumer diagnostics. And that was pretty good. It gave people insights into their what was going on, and they didn't have to go to a doctor's office. They could just order direct, and they'd get a 20-minute telehealth consult with it. So it was pretty way ahead of its time, but I was always dissatisfied with the quality of information that blood diagnostics provided. And with the advent of the genome and then what's called the proteome and metabolome, that started giving us insights at literally the molecular level of your body. So way before you ever notice anything, things start to happen. And so I worked with the leading scientists in the world over the last 9 years on that. And we've put together a testing approach that can, from a single small tube of blood, tell you 250 markers over 26 disease areas. We're about to expand it to 800 markers and cover about 50 disease areas. And we can do things like our win of the year last year is one of our regular subscribers. When she got her most recent test, we noticed that her risk signature said that she had a high probability of pancreatic cancer, but stage one. And so we're not doctors, and we sent her to her doctor with a report. And he ordered imaging and discovered three really tiny little lesions and had those laparoscopically removed. So the least painful part that you could do. And we just reran her test last month, and all her markers at the molecular level had returned back to normal. And if you want to have an assessment, I don't know if you know much about pancreatic cancer, but that's generally 99% fatal because they only catch it at stage three or four. And usually when they do, they tell you to go home and enjoy your last 3 months of life. So things like that, we can replicate over thousands of different individual stories.
Well, I can certainly understand where the passion comes from, and just sharing that example alone, I'm sure you have a truckload of examples like that. That is absolutely tremendous. Pretty awesome, no doubt about that. Tell me, how important is AI to what you're doing?
Yeah, so we get these markers. And early on, at the beginning of the company 9 years ago, we get the test and we'd run it, and we would literally deliver the information to the practitioner. And at that point, the science was still pretty at the very barest beginnings. And I remember I was one of the first people to get tested because at the time I was an advisor to the company. And my doctor and I were looking at it. He says, this looks really interesting. I have no idea what it means. And so the other thing, so the data is great, but if you don't have data combined with insight, it's not worth very much. And so you look at the problem that we solve on that side is there's about a million new scientifically relevant, medically relevant documents that get published every year, really high quality research. And a lot of it just kind of sits on gathering digital dust on the shelf because it may happen in one part of the world and somebody who could really use that information doesn't know it exists. So AI is completely just the absolute best tool for constantly combing through the combined knowledge of the world from a medical literature standpoint, using constraints that we put in place to say, all right, here's what makes it high quality and relevant to be brought to our notice. And so we can come through all the historical literature plus the million new ones that we get every year. And so we can always bubble those up to either the consumer in a simplified way or to their medical practitioners so they don't have to go back to medical school. They can just continue on with practicing medicine with the security of knowing that they always are up to date and they have the complete backup and the right science backing up their decisions.
Truly some fantastic information here today. We really appreciate your time with us here so far. We're speaking with Jim Keane, the CEO of Molecular U, about their AI-powered technology that is enabling early detection of serious health diseases even before symptoms appear. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how do you think this will change the healthcare world with this technology?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, imagine if so right now we're going through kind of reimbursement analysis to get this into Medicare and your regular insurance, and it's striking that what the system will pay a lot of money for are diagnostics, but as said, that's in a lot of cases it's a little too far down the path, right? You'd love to move upstream, and if you look at things around prevention and screening, it's about 1/10 of the amount of money gets put there. And so we have a couple goals. Is first of all, internally, we've been trying to drive the cost down to this. So this is pretty leading edge technology, but way back 9 years ago, it was probably tens of thousands of dollars to run these tests. And we've gotten it this year, we'll be introducing a version that is sub $100 for all those markers and that insight. And so one thing we want to do is democratize access to everybody and not just have it for, fairly wealthy people who could go, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on personalized care. We want to provide something that everybody would have that's leading edge. So that's one. But the other thing that's going to be interesting, when I was a kid, I used to read a lot of science fiction and I seemed to be gravitating to dystopian outlooks. I always try to think, okay, what could go wrong? And you could see where if everybody had, say, advanced notice of what's going on and it was early stage, so you could correct it if you had the right care or access, but the system didn't catch up to where it would pay for prevention, that might cause frustration. So those are a couple of things that we're paying attention to.
Of course, we'd love to get a recommendation from you. What would you recommend to listeners who want to be more proactive about their long-term health today? We'd love to hear your take on that.
Well, I think that right now it does make sense to go have primary care appointments and meet with your doctor and still participate in kind of the conventional medicine. So I'm not advocating that whatsoever. We're going through the process. We're a Canadian company right now, so we're not in the U.S. yet, but we have a number of partnerships that we're kicking off and coming to market. So beginning next year, we'll be in market with a small group of pilot partners. We're also going through an FDA process because they're going to classify the data output that we have as a medical device. So next year will be kind of a formational year, but then beginning in 2025, we will have it available through a number of clinical practices and also with direct market access through chosen partners. And so we're teeing that up. So I would say anything you can do that is doing your regular checkups, the regular diagnostics, and then as you hear about different new means of measuring yourself, those are starting to get really worthwhile and low cost.
Jim, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today and for what you're doing through Molecular U. It's absolutely life-changing for sure. Before you go, and in conclusion, if you would, give us a top tip for listeners to take away with them today.
Yeah, I'm an optimist, actually, in that I think that you can make a lot of change. And this, with all the 20 years of research and discovery that's gone on in the genetics, the protein, metabolite, all those areas for molecular medicine, we're really starting to hit the golden age of this with concurrent therapies. And so the next 10 years, you're going to see this continual access to leading edge technologies that are really cost effective way, and they're going to be increasingly more understandable. So I'd say stay tuned to new developments, and when they're available market-wise, I go seek them out.
Great advice as we conclude here today. Really appreciate that. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Molecular U and to get further updates as they come through the pipeline, where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, so my LinkedIn has a feed, as does our company LinkedIn, and our website's always a good place to go, and it's spelled MOLECULARYOU, MolecularU.com.
And of course, listeners, as always, we'll have that link provided within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Keene, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My thanks to you and your listeners.
It certainly was our honor and pleasure to do so. We've been speaking with Jim Keene, the CEO of Molecular U, about how their AI-powered technology is enabling early detection of serious health diseases even before symptoms appear. And again, for all the details, visit MolecularU.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.